What a week. This is The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Nigeria Info. Welcome to The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. It's 27 minutes past 12 this beautiful Friday, and I hope your work week has been memorable, brilliant, has brought you some life, brought you some light, brought you some introspection, given you the privilege of perspective, has helped you determine whether your path is where you should be on, or where you are right now is where you should be, or whether you should make some bold decisions and switch lanes. I mean, time is, I would say, our most precious resource, and I'm hoping that you're making the best decisions for you, and subsequently, you know, we get to get the best of you somehow as a contributory factor that makes Nigeria a better place. All right. Someone was asking me about the book I spoke about yesterday on the show. Many times the books that I pretty much tell you of on radio, I usually tweet them. So if you're on Twitter, you pretty much would have seen it. Many times I don't remember to announce the title of the book on air. So I'm hoping that you're on social media. And some of the books you can actually get the PDF version. So I'm thinking, you can get either PDF, or if you're lucky, you can get the audio book. Sometimes they're usually within an hour plus 2 hours. If it's a real big book, it's sometimes 3 hours. But that's a good way to spend your data. So I spoke about The End of Religion, Encountering the Subversion. This is by Broxy Carvey. So I want you to get the PDF and try to read about it and see what the author at least attempted to achieve with writing the book titled The End of Religion. All right. And then the NBC wrote us a letter, well, wrote the media letter, and I thought it was necessary to share that information with you. Some of you might have stumbled on that particular article or letter in the media. So I think you need to understand the motive of the letter. I mean, sometimes you can read a thing or hear a thing and just make a quick judgment. But I'm asking you to extend a little bit more patience and understanding to the context under which this has been addressed to the media. So here it goes, and I quote, "The National Broadcasting Commission wishes to bring to the attention emerging trends of national concern, like the herdsman crisis in Ondo State and Oyo State. Subsequently, broadcasters are advised to be mindful of the following provisions of the Nigerian Broadcasting Code. Present news and commentary on a crisis or emergency in accordance with the professional standards. Another point here is, at all times, ensure that the coverage of a disaster or crisis is aimed at the overall public interest, guidance, and safety. Another necessary point to observe would be, the letter says, not transmit divisive material that may threaten or compromise the divisibility and indissolubility of Nigeria as a sovereign state. So, just a little bit more patience, just so that you can understand the motive. That also says that you, the listener, would necessarily need to weigh the way you chime in on some of these things. I think the aim is to, as best as we can, is to not bring about inflammatory statements and hold positions that could inflame or further make worse a bad situation. All right. Then, of course, in your private space, you can make of that letter what you will. I'm allowing you the privilege of that. All right. Okay. Now, going to what we had to deal with during the course of the week, we had to look at herdsmen. We looked at that on Monday. We looked at the herdsman situation. And we try to analyze the cost of what the damage that has been outplaying between interactions. Yeah, between the interaction between herdsmen and locals. It depends on who you're asking. Many farmers, by the way, I was telling Peniel yesterday that I've observed that the cost of food is going up. It's skyrocketing. This is my observation. I went to the market and I wanted to get eggs. Now, usually the person who supplies me eggs says, I used to buy a crate of egg for 1,000 naira, 1,100 naira for a crate. I got called and was told that a crate of egg, so I like the bigger sizes. So what she does is when she handpicks the big sizes into a crate, and then I think she says I used to pay 1,200 for that. So I'll pay 1,200 for a crate of eggs, but the bigger one. She called me Sunday to say that the smaller sized eggs, that small one, is now 1,400. Not the big one that I usually buy, but that the small one now is. So egg is, egg should never ever fall into the category of non-staple foods. But here we are, someone telling me the small size eggs now cost 1,400 naira. I got a message from the store where I order coffee from. And they told me that from the 1st of February, the price of coffee goes up. And I tried to think about it, but I didn't have time enough until yesterday evening. So it would appear that almost one was 2.6 something. Now it's 3.3. So almost $1,000 is going on one pack of coffee. Just that pack, 250 grams. And then cocoa has also gone up. And I know you have your own experiences. And Peniel told me something. She said she told her friend what I told her. What did your friend say?
Yes, he's a farmer.
He's a young farmer?
Yes,
a like young you, farmer.
Young like you? Yes, young like me. And then he said he knows someone who owns a poultry.
Yeah.
The guy is forced to sell
his chicks.
Yes, because getting the feed for the chicken is so expensive. And then he said, Nigeria is not ready. We are gradually creeping into scarcity of food because farmers can't go to farms anymore.
Yeah.
Because of the threats and everything.
And this insecurity problem.
Yes.
I mean, he didn't mean to threaten us, but he just came off like that. Like, oh, well, you ain't ready yet.
Yes. And he said we should expect a lot of hike in prices of a lot of food items.
Okay. So, well, that was my over-the-weekend experience, and Peniel, I was thinking, would comfort me on the left, came back with a little bit more of a threat, it appeared, that things are really going to go up a little bit more. So now I don't even know how much they sell one egg now. Do you think you might have an idea? So how much would one cost?
No, but I'm going to have an idea by this evening.
Because you're also going to buy your own egg.
Yes.
Okay. So you let us know tomorrow. So I think what this situation from the crisis has brought about is not just the destruction of property and the killings that have been reported. It's also the fact that, consequentially, we might be having something that looks like a situation where food prices are high, income isn't changing, and maybe what was bad 2 years ago is predicted to be worse. And I thought that Nigeria should be speaking on measures or ways by which Nigeria can become better in a non-violent fashion. I want Nigerians to speak on the many factors that you see play out in your neck of town, in your neck of woods, and hopefully, without being divisive or without being inflammatory, that you're able to see whether you can find somewhere inside of you concepts by which, if applied, Nigeria can become better. It doesn't appear that any one person has all the answers. Even the president says he's praying for the service chiefs. You have absolutely no idea how much of Nigeria is on life support. 0700-993-993-993. Monday, we spoke about herdsmen and reported a situation playing out in Oyo State. And Friday, I'm telling you about a letter from NBC. So you have to juxtapose that and extract of it something that sounds like a quiet spirit, soft words, and Peniel, hold on, I'm putting it together. And something that looks like, something that says you're offended, but you would not offend. I don't even know how possible that is, given the fact that yesterday on Lords of Logic, we spoke about the human temperament that should turn the other cheek when you're struck on one side. And all the topics just clash because... Okay, but we intend to make the most out of this Friday on Oh What a Week. My name is Joyce. Remember 0700-993-993-993. When you call in, turn down the volume of your radio set. Recapping the week begins now. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you.
On the line.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Honestly, you and Pina talking about this very thing. God, the other day my boss gave me a book talking about Spirit of Conqueror. I was not looking at Spirit of Conqueror. Now the reality facing us that everything is going high. I was just having this thought in my head. Is it not better make I know when those mass make the Kukuma arrest me, make I go to them for their prison. They wait for them, you understand?
And it's free food?
Yeah. Free food so that they will know that Nigeria is really going down because the prices of things is not making sense for me. You see?
Imagine this guy's thinking.
Hello, you see?
I mean, I'm thinking about your thoughts, and it might not just be a bad one after all.
It's not making sense because the thoughts coming when you go to, like, in the morning, Sheriff was talking about corruption. And who she calls one call and say something that this thing, the government has really made the country to be so that even you are looking for ways to survive. You're looking at so many things, so many options, and
do you think you can manage some suggestion as to how Nigeria can be better?
Case one. I'm listening. How do I give?
You're supposed to give me. I don't have all the answers.
So one, because you're looking at meritocracy. You should balance in this government because you don't just come and be looking at, okay, everything. You just give every position in the other side. The policies people are setting around is not helping business one.
Okay.
The other day, we'll talk about our papa reducing the tariff charges on motor. How many people is driving motor? What is the minimum wage? It's not really increased the people's means of livelihood, income, salary is still there. And again, headsman is there. Well, I want to talk about service shift. Joyce, the Opu can go.
Okay. I mean, he didn't quite help the situation, and that's understandable. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, George, good afternoon.
Welcome.
God bless your heart to my sister.
What's your name?
This is Chris.
Oh, bless your heart. All right, so...
George,
yeah.
The letter you read from the NBC, right?
Yeah.
You know, yesterday I was saying something that people should have respect. We shouldn't use foul language, right?
Well, no, that's not it. That's not necessarily it. No, that's not it. What you were speaking about was actually different.
But I know, you know, with whatever is going on, the contribution some of us will make to you know, hype up the tension.
No. I don't think, no. Nobody heightened the tension here. Nobody did that at all. Nobody
But is it wrong for me to say people should mind their language? They should not use foul language. Is it wrong?
No, absolutely. It's not wrong.
And somebody called and said, if I'm the spokesman of Nigeria Info, you had that person yesterday.
By the way, you know, so I really do apologize if somebody would have been disrespectful towards you.
Don't worry. Joyce.
Yeah.
Egg, as of this morning, the mama put where I buy food, she's still selling boiled egg for 50 naira.
Oh, okay.
The cooked one, though.
Yeah. What does it look like? What does it look like? Like capsules? Like fingernails? What does it look like?
Anything egg. I can't remember when I ate egg last.
Uh-oh.
You're saying the smallest size is 1.4, right?
Well, yeah, that's what they told me, 1,400.
Look at that. Then me will go and get one crate of egg for 1,000. Like I always say, I thank God for my kids. They are not disturbing. This is what their mom... My wife sell all these things before. These children, they eat this thing like, but now they don't have, and they don't disturb me.
They don't have
it's
an appetite
you talk
for
about.
It. Yeah.
You know what I take?
What?
I take one of those black tea, no sugar, no milk, and I'm good to go. I'm telling you. So for me,
the way some of you actually talk about suffering, you really put a lot of honor on suffering. And I can't blame
you. Now.
I really can't. So you just drink tea, no sugar, no milk.
I'm telling you. Bag of that, you know the bag size? I don't want to mention names.
Yeah.
Those tea bags. Every morning.
You just put it in water and just drink.
You drink it in hot water. No sugar, no milk.
And you're good to go. I wouldn't be good to go.
Forget about all this, the America, all this, the America.
God is good. I think you're on your ninth.
The ones I can do without, Joyce, come on. But the ones I can't do without, that's where I have a problem. But most of what is going on now, I cut down. Like my Gura Gura, certain place I say, oh, there's no need. I trek. I pack my Gura Gura.
So this is you conforming to the pressure of being a Nigerian. Do you think you might be able to comprehend? How can Nigeria be better? You're really doing a great job adjusting.
The problem I'm having is that with the set of people running their affairs now,
it can't be better?
No, they are not thinking. You know, to be a good leader, you have to be a good listener. The people working with them, who they think they will give them good advice, they are playing this after them by role politics.
So Nigeria cannot be better given the format.
With this set of people running their affairs, people who can manage this country well, but they never give them the opportunity. You can see the set that are gearing up to come up in 2023. You hear the names you'll be hearing. Is it the type of people who will bring us out of this stormy water?
So no future given what we have?
No. I just pray for us to live long and witness when Nigeria will be good. We have good people. They are coming.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Any idea by which Nigeria can become better?
Good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Anyway, this is Musa.
Okay.
For me, if I tell you what is happening in Nigeria or in the world, I'm surprised. It's a big lie. I'm never surprised at what is happening.
So, do you have any ideas how we can be better?
The truth is that everywhere, from even what Sheriff read this morning, saying corruption is going high every day, that maybe very soon, even in the whole world, they will embrace corruption. What does that tell us about the whole world? We always think it's only Nigeria. Yes, it hits us here so much because we don't have the basic thing like roads, houses, some basic things we don't have. That's why we feel it's only Nigeria. Everywhere. Trust me, it's getting worse on a daily basis.
So, are you saying that there is no means by which we can exit?
My most important thing, just as you were saying yesterday.
What?
Number one is love.
Did I tell you about love yesterday?
Yeah. When you were talking about slap here, give me the other place, it's love. Because sometimes when you are angry, you want to think of the other person.
No. I meant in terms of government policies, because it wouldn't appear that love can be an infusion.
See, even government in the whole Nigeria, if we love ourselves, despite we speak different languages, ourselves, nobody will go and kill the other in the farm now.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Good afternoon, George.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Ezekiel.
Welcome, Ezekiel. You can go ahead.
You know what?
Go ahead.
George.
Hello?
You said something initially. You said the way people, you wonder the way people idolize poverty.
Yeah.
But George, let me tell you something. To live in Nigeria, you have to be crazy.
Yeah.
Thank God you accept that.
No, I'm saying yeah to what you're saying. I'm waiting for you to complete your thought.
Okay, very good. You see, what is going on now? We have to stop deceiving ourselves. Imagine a father and a mother selling all the property they've got while they've been alive. Okay, come to think of it. What are they leaving for the children? You see, let me tell you, our leaders don't believe in this country.
Okay.
If I don't even call them leaders. Because even the Holy Bible said, a good father leaves inheritance for his children. For you to know that the people that have been governing us right from 1960 does not have the good intention for this country.
Yeah.
As of today, you have nothing to point at after 60 years of independence. Joyce, let me tell you this. Anything NBC might say, they're only saying it to their pockets.
Okay.
Nigeria has never been planned to succeed. That's why I'm saying it unequivocally, that in less than 1 year, 2 years, if the government does not change their narrative, we are separating. I'm telling you, nothing can change it. Because the point remains that, okay, look at what they were saying last week, saying that they want to sell national assets. Imagine a parent selling what the children will eventually enjoy in the future. What does that tell you?
That's a good observation.
You said what?
That's a good observation.
I'm telling you, it's common sense. It's common sense.
Okay.
The father must plan ahead of his, you know, of his children.
Mm-hmm.
So in this country, as we are talking, now look, we are talking about, okay, yesterday you talked about cause and effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you see, let me tell you, that word is as powerful as anything one can imagine of. Because nothing happens without a reason.
Cause and effect, true.
So what is going on in Nigeria has its own root.
Has its own effect. There's a consequence for it.
Exactly. Look at all these headers now. Yeah. Look at headers going all about destroying, you know, things. We are not talking about inflation. What brings about that?
Yeah.
And we so-called said we have a government in place which is not addressing the need of the people. And you are saying, NBC is saying that the people should not talk, that yes,
well,
they can't moderate their speech.
Well, there you have it.
So what type of speech are they moderating?
Well, the one that you are about to throw at me and throw on air, that one.
You said what?
The one you are about to, the one you have not said, because I know that your chest is boiling over. You got some things you can't say.
Joyce, you know the funniest thing?
Yeah.
You know the funniest thing?
What?
The kind of people that will make a change in this country don't even call this radio station.
I'm glad that they don't, because then again, yeah, look, wherever they are, I can't wait for them to show out, but don't call.
But we... Yes, their feelings.
I think every Nigerian has something to say. I think the 5-year-old has something to say. I think Nigeria is such a pressure that every Nigerian can feel.
We've not enjoyed anything in this country.
Yeah.
And we say we are one. What type of one are we?
Okay, that's subject to a conversation. Another kind of conversation, actually.
Too bad.
Thank you.
Let's end it all and let's start again.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
For calling The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. We're going to speak to two more people and then we throw in another topic. It was a busy week for all of us on radio. We had so much to talk about. Let's speak to more people. This is Nigeria Info. You're on The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Joy. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much for calling. Turn off your radio. Tell us your name.
I've done that.
Thank
I'm Jeffrey.
You. Okay.
From Ikotiketu.
Thank you.
Well, this issue of corruption in Nigeria, I think it has already gotten out of hand.
Is corruption the biggest problem we have?
Yes.
Okay.
And it started from the federal level. If it has not been resolved in the federal level, the political sector, it can't be resolved to the grassroots, because if you want to implement justice on those that are carrying out this corruption,
The person
that wants to implement the justice is gaining from the corruption. So how do you think he's going to bring it to book? It means that he will stay hungry.
I mean, he's not going to be hungry, because many times the people, by observation, people who commit atrocities are not necessarily the hungry people. These are just people who are late, who have or allow the evil latent in them find expression.
Okay, I think I used the wrong expression. Let me not say hungry.
Yeah, some of them are not hungry. They just want a little too much than they need.
Yes. They are saving up for their generation. They are saving up for, and the poor people are suffering the more. So this problem cannot be resolved, so to say. From my own point of view,
really?
I don't think that a Nigerian's corruption can be resolved.
Okay.
Unless the youth enter into the government.
Do you suppose that the youths are less corrupt?
The youths are left alone.
No. Do you suppose that the youths of Nigeria are less corrupt? Be honest in your observation.
Yes.
Really?
A percentage of the youth
really
are not corrupt.
Hey, are you sure about that?
Do you know why I said so?
Why do you say so? Because they haven't stolen billions. Well, that's because you haven't given them the opportunity.
Let me give you an instance. For example, now, 80% of the people we have in the government are above 50 years.
Yeah.
Now, imagine there is a reshuffle, there is a change that occurs now, and in the reverse being the case, 80% of them being people below or, let's say, highest, 35, 40 years. What do you think will happen?
What's going to happen? What magic do you think is going to happen?
Okay, if I'm to suggest what will happen, or if I'm to say what will happen,
yeah.
I think with the fact that most of these youths are suffering now and they have not tested what it is like to have a good government. Mm. With that mind, they can do something positive, I think so.
I mean, that's a good gamble, so let it be to you according to your faith. That's a good gamble. Right. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio.
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. Tell us your name.
This is Emmanuel calling from Ebuta Metro.
Thank you very much.
The issue we have with this country is that our so-called politician doesn't have any plan for the people of the country. And I must confess to you, as a result of their action and attitude, there is no love. And listen to me.
I think you're asking for too much, actually.
I said because of the attitude of the politician,
there
is no love among ourselves.
Yeah.
And the country has become more alike of survivor of defeated.
Yeah.
So for the country to turn to good, something must need to be done. Because I believe if we come to smaller units, we'll be able to monitor what is happening. And let there be another law that is going to take over those things. Once you go contrary, the law will hold you. But now the country, if you commit anything in Lagos here, if you take it to the court, they will charge to Abuja before you know what is happening. They have cut corner and they move away.
Mm.
So for us to say that, yes, this is what is going to happen. If something is not done in that way, forget about it.
Forget about what? Oh, wait a second, though. What did you throw at me? Forget what, please?
I said you asked the question, what do we think that can be done for the country to be good?
Yeah.
I'm telling you that for the country to be good, there is going to be new law.
Oh, in the absence of that, it's anybody's guess what would happen.
Then after that, they are going to become a smaller unit.
Yeah.
Whereby if you, Joy, we are from the same village, and say, this is what you need to do in our village, failure to do it, we can easily come to your compound and gather.
Yeah.
And the law permits it. But in a situation like this country now, you can cause anything and run to Abuja.
Yeah.
I know the people that you can see and you just die off like that.
Yeah.
And that is it.
Okay. I get you.
Have a nice day.
Thank you very much. So he suggests in the absence of accountability and transparency, it's anybody's guess. And that's open-ended. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. You're on the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. Your call station 99.3 Nigeria Info. You are on the Sunny Side. Welcome. My name is Joyce. It's 2 minutes past 1 p.m. on this very beautiful Friday, which is the last day of this great work week, and we've had much to contend with. If you have just tuned in, welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, and starting off the show, I did let you in on the fact that the NBC has written a letter to media houses reminding them that it is their responsibility to manage the narrative, particularly now that we are having much being reported around herdsmen and pretty much the chaos that has emerged from what has been their movements at different ends of Nigeria. Hold up. Is that... You got it? You ready? Okay. So, Monday we spoke about herdsmen, and then Tuesday we looked at the fact that the information minister, Lai Mohammed, said that Nigeria is now safer. He compared Nigeria at 2021 to Nigeria during the year 2015. He supposes that Nigeria was in a certain state, and by his deductions, even though he does admit that this isn't what security in Nigeria can be, he suggested that this isn't what the dream of actualizing optimal security is, he believes that we're in a process of attaining that objective. But he wanted Nigerians to know that at 2021, Nigeria is safer in comparison to what Nigeria was or where Nigeria was security-wise in 2015. Here, in his words, Information Minister Lai Mohammed.
If I can say, in all honesty, whether the situation in the country today is better than what we met it. And I have no hesitation in saying yes. Nigeria today is facing challenges, real challenges, but it's by far better than what we met. And what do I mean? Prior to 2015, bombings, suicide bombings, attacks by Boko Haram were taking place in at least 12 states of the Federation. Plateau, Kano, Kaduna, Bauchi, Yobe, not even Abuja was spared. And if you look at the number of lives that were lost before then and today, there's no doubt that, yes, we have challenges, but we are much better than what it was. Again, before now, virtually a day passed without one lady or one misguided extremist blowing herself or himself up in the marketplace. When last did we hear that? Prior to 2015, how many local governments in the entire Northeast could open their roads? How many schools were operating there? I personally went with some of you here to Bama, Kauri, Konduga, and Maiduguri, 2015. December 5, I remember very well. Between Maiduguri and Bama, it's about 78 kilometers. I think we did not meet one singular vehicle on the road that year. When we got to Bama, there was no single house standing. So when people compare 2015 or 2015 today, I think it's because we get used to good things. We forget the bad times. How many times did Boko Haram visit Abuja here prior to 2015? How many media houses were victims of Boko Haram bombings? Yes, we have challenges, like we have all over the world. And we are rising up to those challenges. But to say that Nigeria is not as is less safe than 2015 is not correct. And the second half of your question, I think, has to do with the situation in the Southwest. Yes, we have challenges in the Southwest, but I can assure you, it's been taken very good care of. Most military and political leaders are on top of the matter. I think those are the two questions that I've been asked.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Nigeria Info. Yes, it is the Sunny Side with Joyce. 8 minutes past 1 p.m. Well, you just heard Lai Mohammed, Information Minister, remind you that Nigeria is safer. Your prayers regarding security, well, at least a part of it has been answered. You're not where you want to be, but at least you're not where you used to be. If you would compare your present reality to where you once were, well, you should be grateful for where you are. 0700-993-993-993. We had to subject that to interrogation. We had to allow Nigerians give us their view as to the truth or maybe their acceptance or agreement to that expression by the information minister. Is Nigeria safer? Something we looked at on Tuesday on Open Thought. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. What's your name? Sorry, I lost you. You're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Good afternoon, beloved. My name is Yemi.
Thank you very much for calling, Yemi. We're happy to have you.
Well, Nigeria is not better than 2015. In fact, it's getting worse. The information minister just painted a very gory picture. And they are really taking us for granted.
What do you think are the contributory factors that might suggest that Nigeria is worse?
Because the leadership is like a sidecar. They are just mute on all the problems that is besetting us. They remain mute. The last time Onyeka visited Aso Rock, and he told the president that they don't need any political interference. What we need is executive interference. And now Lai Mohammed is telling us that political leaders are handling it. Are they not contradicting themselves?
Oh, well, it depends on what you heard.
By the time you put politics into all these crises now, everything inflames and goes out of control.
Okay.
What we need is action. Action. Let the executive take executive orders and deal with this situation as it is.
Do you think the appointment of new service chiefs makes this... Do you think it brings us closer to any...
It doesn't make any sense.
All right.
It's the same of the same.
Okay.
You can appoint anybody, but if you don't give them the backup, can they perform? No way.
All right. Okay.
That's it.
Thank you very much for calling. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Joyce.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thank you very much. What's your name?
This is Mr. Frank from Ojo-Alama.
All right, go ahead.
I said I will not call today. Let me just listen. But I heard your audio where you play now. When Lion Mohammed was saying something. Now, how was this man says that Nigeria today is better than before? I heard when you were saying about X, 2015, how much was crate of egg? How much was bag of rice? How much was dollar? A liter of fuel was how much? Does it mean that he's not listening?
No. He wasn't speaking about inflation. He was speaking about
No. Okay, now. From 16 years of those people that they are calling, now let me just give them that 16 years, the rule. And their own 5 years now. How many people died in 16 years? How many people have died in 5 years? Are you getting me?
We're listening.
Okay, let us count it. How many people that died in 16 years and how many people that have died now in 5 years?
Do you suggest that those who have died in 5 years are more than those who died in 15?
Yes. There is no doubt about it. And now listen. Tell me, is there anyone thing these people will say that they have done to us? No. During lockdown.
Well, he was trying to make a case for security. He was saying that security...
I'm telling you something. I'm telling you, the security now, where is the security? Where, even that of 16 years, was Malu Malu like this, rampant like this? Okay. Now look at, there is no food. Because Malu Malu have destroyed farmland. They have killed many people. 16 years, Malu Malu people was using knife and stick. But today, Malu Malu is using AK-47. Is that how it's supposed to be?
Alright.
Why is it that people will not listen before they say? Now they bring palliative during lockdown and they did not give to us. They go and pack it somewhere and the team keep demolishing. And people that went to collect it, they keep arresting them. The SARS was shooting people every day by day. People come out and say, "End SARS, that this thing is too much." They bring our army to be shooting people. Is it good? Now, they said bring 30,000 naira minimum wage. It take more than how many months before the bill was signed? Even as it's signed, they are not paying it. But we wake up and see a new law was signed 2 days ago that anybody that did not wear face mask will be killed, will be jailed.
No, they didn't say you'll be killed.
Even if they say we will not be killed, give me... You see, when they say they will kill you, you will understand what they mean.
Uh-oh.
Okay, these people they appointed now have been there before. Why didn't they use another fresh people? to put there. So now, did they give them any law and say, if you did not meet up to your target now, this is the consequences you will face? Did they do that? They did not deceive us, so.
Okay.
They did not deceive us, so. They can deceive other people, but for me, they cannot deceive me. I am the president of myself. I govern myself. I represent myself. I am a senator of myself. I cancel myself. And that is why all they are doing is not affecting me. So how is that many other people will understand and mind their lives? You see that this life is very, very sweet.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Turn off your radio.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello?
Yes.
Isaac is my name.
Okay. We're happy to have you.
I think like Mohammed is talking from his personal point of view. When he was in opposition in 2015 or prior to 2015, he was seeing insecurity, he knew insecurity, and he was feeling it. Today, he is in Assault, he is in government, he is protected, he is covered, so he doesn't see insecurity anymore. Now, before 2015, you can go to the east from Lagos without your heart in your mouth. Today, if you leave Lagos to go to the east, every now and then your family members will be calling you because everybody is not sure that you will get to Benin. Now, this is the level of insecurity we have gotten to. We are talking about southeast. Now, we are talking in the southwest. We see the crisis that is going on. Already, the radio stations, the TV stations are being warned about what they will report and how they report, because what they call insecurity is what they hyped on the radio, on the TV prior to 2015. Today, they want to stop the media from reporting what they see. And then they will say the situation is better.
Do you think stopping the media? I think they're trying to manage the heat. That's what's...
Well, you call it manage.
Yeah.
You call it manage. But they now tell you what to report and what not to report. I listened to Lai Mohammed as the publicity secretary of APC in the opposition. There was nothing he was not saying. He was on radio. He was on TV almost on a daily basis. Today, a TV or a radio station that will give anybody that opportunity to say the kind of things that Lai Mohammed was saying then, that radio station may lose the license. Now, there was a time between 2015 and now that you couldn't go to Ondo, you couldn't go to Akure, those western states and towns without being afraid of being kidnapped. Now they have been able to move Boko Haram into the cities and they are kidnapping and taking ransom. Even policemen are being kidnapped today and they pay ransom.
Really?
Even soldiers. I'm telling you.
Are you sure about
police
that?
Office, I am sure about that. A police officer that was arrested said the family paid ransom for him to be released. We are talking about a situation that even those in government, if Lai Mohammed's family today gets kidnapped, Lai Mohammed will pay ransom for that person to be released. And he is talking about the situation becoming better. Even in cities today, you are not secure. So I don't know. What we have in Nigeria is when you are not in position of power, everything is bad. When you are in position of power, everything is wonderful. Now, I have not been in position of power. I have had the opportunity of comparing the two. In the area of security, we have it worse than it used to be.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you and welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Jason.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Mike from Ikeja.
Okay. Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. Talking about insecurity, I heard in the news today, another radio station broadcast that over 70-something people are kidnapped today around the country. So I don't know where Lai Mohammed is getting his perspective from. Yeah, I don't think he's in Nigeria. Thank you.
Oh, okay. That was quick. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Turn off your radio.
Hello, good morning. Anyamo.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Oh, sorry. Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thank you very much.
I want to say we shouldn't blame Lai Mohammed. You see, this guy is paid for what he is doing. If he doesn't lie like this, how would he retain his work job to you this time?
Do you suppose his lying, do you think the correct application of word would be lying? I mean, I can understand you feel that he is not giving you the total truth. Do you suppose it's lying?
Hey, Moa, did you hear his name? Yes. He's lying.
So
lying,
I think you're trying to be funny when you say that.
No. Okay, see, let's be truthful here. You see, Nigeria has been more divided. The insecurity level is so high that even me, sometimes I'm scared to drive along. If I'm going to the village, even police is not even helpful. I'll be scared. You understand? You see, and it's getting worse every time. Hello?
Yeah, we're with you.
Yeah. It's getting very. It's just like the new. What they say? They have brought new service chiefs. Joy.
Yeah.
Onye renketa zo monkey. Nyentuku kadulolea. If you the same thing 10 and 10 pence, this thing, because the person you are bringing is from the same, you know, this thing is this. These new people are from Burata. They are Burata boys. What do you expect? Everybody that is having high hopes that she's going to get better should think twice, because this type of people is being brought from the same source. You know, you can't do something the same way and expect something different. Yeah, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's more worse.
It's more it's
as
worse.
I said. It's much right. More worse.
All right.
I don't know if you understand that because I know you are from my village. I don't know if you understand what I said. Monkey.
I didn't get the latter part.
Anybody, any other ranketa, only ranketa, that's one monkey, or anyway. He ain't too cool. So I'm something, Bendan is still in his house. So maybe somebody explain
okay.
To you.
Thank you. thank you very much for recording. The sunny side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio. Thank you.
Hello. Yeah. Josh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel.
Have you turned off your radio?
It's off. It's
thank
off.
You. Thank you. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, what I want to say is this. Before 2015, we do not know what is called bandit. The Boko Haram have metamorphosed into banditry because they have seen it as a lucrative means of income for them. So if they have stopped bombing, and they are into kidnapping and ransom taking. And Lai Mohammed is thinking that security have improved. I think he's not getting the true picture. Just like other callers have said, no part of Nigeria is secured at the moment. Before 2015, it was just two states, maybe just in the northeast. But as we are talking all over the country, nobody can travel in our highways. People cannot go to farm. At the time, Garba Shehu is saying they should take clearance before people go to their farm. Before 2015 election, the governor in Borno voted. That last election, the governor could not come out to vote. Before 2015, everybody in Nigeria voted that in the last election, no, some part of the country could not come out to vote. So what are we saying? Is it in security? Is it in economy? It's total failure, please. I think he just like what somebody said, he's living in a different country, not in this Nigeria.
All right, then. Thank you very much for calling. On Twitter, I have Samuel who says, good afternoon, Joyce. The minister don't really know what he's saying. Nigeria is not safe at all because farmers are being killed here and there. Other atrocities are being carried out by wicked people called citizens. And the minister is saying Nigeria is safe. Talk on Twitter says, Nigeria is not safe with this statistic. We're not safe. Boko Haram, bandits, kidnapping, and herdsmen. All right, engineer Ayodele is here on Nigeria Info's Twitter page. He's saying, Nigeria can be better until when we respect the rights of citizens and give attention to it as defined in Nigeria's constitution. Sincerely speaking, Nigeria is more divided under the current president. All right, Perfect Logistics on Twitter says, Nigeria Info, the situation of things in Nigeria is by no means getting any better. There are pretty sharp cracks littering all over the wall of our socioeconomic systems. Today, if we must move around the neck of our wood, you need to carry your heart in your mouth. It's too bad. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Turn off your radio. Have you done that? Turn off your radio.
Yeah, I've turned off my radio.
All right, thank you. Fine, thank you. No. Something is coming off wrong there.
No, can you hear me now?
Well, I can. We're just hoping for no interruptions. All right, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say that on the issue of insecurity.
Well, Nigeria being safer, that's pretty the conversation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes. My point is, Lai Mohammed was speaking about Boko Haram, but I noticed some of our callers are bringing other issues that are not relevant to the issue. Was he correct by saying that there were no bombings at his way then? It's simple for everyone to see. Then, almost all the time, you see suicide bombers. But can any of the callers call and say, you see, have that corner with him now. You know there is insecurity. There's no danger in that. But on the aspect of Boko Haram, it's not like before. So all of these things, you continue to solve them as they come.
So do you suppose that Nigeria is safer, given your point of view?
No, Nigeria is not safe. I'll be wrong by saying Nigeria.
So that was really that was actually the question: if Nigeria is safer.
No, but me, I'm taking it from what Lai Mohammed said about the Boko Haram problem that we had then.
Okay, so you say Boko Haram has been managed?
Yes.
Okay.
And
Nigeria is safer?
Yes.
Nigeria is safer?
No. Okay, let's not confuse things here. Before now, there has been insecurity. Before now. But one aspect that has caused a lot of headache for many Nigerians has been Boko Haram. So if you want to talk about banditry didn't just start today. If you want to talk about kidnapping didn't just start today. We've heard about Evans. Have we not heard about him? So all those other things didn't just start today. But we are talking about Boko Haram that killed so easily then.
Boko Haram is a fraction of the insecurity issue.
Yes, but that was what Lai Mohammed was saying.
And then the overall observation is whether Nigeria is safer. So I'm hoping that given what you add and subtract, you can arrive at a statement that says Nigeria is safer or Nigeria isn't.
Okay. If you want to talk about Nigeria being safer, Nigeria has never been safe.
Is Nigeria safer? Is it better in any measure in terms of security? Whether it's Boko Haram. Okay, good. There we are. Thank you very much.
I'm only referring to what the single thing that Lai Mohammed said.
So it would appear that some of the callers have said that Boko Haram, there are no bombings as we did see it in 2015, but now we have a higher case of kidnapping and killing and destruction, meaning that the problem has just shape-shifted. So there might not be bombings, but something probably as bad is also happening and happening at a higher rate.
It's just that I'm not hearing them say that. It's just they were kind of like making it seem as if he was lying. It wasn't as if Boko Haram was the active.
Who was making him feel like he was lying?
Yeah, what they were saying, you can hear from what they were saying. It's not as if.
But I've also asked you in your observation, is security better? Is Nigeria safer?
Lai Mohammed too admitted that the security situation is not better.
He said Nigeria was better compared to what it was in 2015.
In terms of Boko Haram, But overall security, in terms of security overall, generally, even in Lagos as we are now, you see 1 million boys and the rest of them.
So Nigeria, therefore, isn't safer in your point of view?
Yes, I know.
Okay,
thank you very much
for calling. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you and welcome to Nigeria Info.
Josh, good afternoon.
Welcome, what's your name?
Sorry, from here.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, Josh, it's quite unfortunate, the angle the NDC is coming from now. It's more like Mexicali trying to silence the media, and the moment they succeeded on silencing the media, they have succeeded on silencing the entire Nigeria.
From what I shared with you, you think the intent is to silence?
Or yeah, that's
what
they're trying
to
do.
Manage?
Don't you think it's more manage?
Okay.
Are we going to keep quiet when the reality is staring at on our face?
Okay.
Joyce, how will you feel that you come on radio station and you expected us to call you and share with you on issues? And we didn't call. I think you will not feel good about it.
It's not even about whether you call or not. It's about the sensitivity of the situation. I mean, you can choose not to call and I have enough conversation to keep my radio going for 3 hours.
Why can't the government for once paint the real picture of the situation?
Okay.
Why would they like to try to make
manage
a denial?
Okay.
Hello, Joyce?
Yeah.
On the issue of Lai Mohammed, they're not saying that the government is not fine. The government is doing their best, but their best is not enough. For me, my own opinion.
Okay.
Their best is not
enough. All right.
They are killing all over the land.
All right.
They are killing all over the land, and we all know that. So will NDC come after Nigeria Info? For me saying this.
Well, the assumption is no.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. The Sunny Side is exactly where you're at. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. It's exactly 1:30. Welcome. How are you? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
My name is Olumuyiwa.
Thank you for calling. Thank you.
I will continue to say we love to call your program.
Oh, that's good.
The executive, you know, we have four arms of government. There were four, but Nigeria removed the fourth one, which are executive, legislative, judiciary, and press. See, tomorrow in America, they press the CIA power. They removed the President Donald Trump from Facebook. Can Nigeria press don't do it? I know how many press, how many radio stations and television stations in Nigeria that can never go to Asurok and cover any event in this administration. What is my point? The government, they might have tried to silence the media, but thank God they might have even make efforts on Facebook. There's on video you can't even share on Facebook anymore. They are really trying. But we are seeing what is happening all over Nigeria.
Did you try to share a video and you couldn't?
Well, if you share it, they will say, according to you, the law of your country, this is misinformation, or this will create fear.
I don't think that's a Nigerian thing. I think it's more Google or YouTube or Facebook or Twitter trying to regulate content.
Nigerian government, they know what they are doing on that ground. You know, there's something I can't say on radio, but they have really tried.
Okay.
But what is happening in Alu today? I mean, what is that place now in the East?
Yeah,
I have more than 30 of the video. And the same Nigerian government will not allow you to tell us on radio. So they might have tried.
No, they didn't stop anybody from talking about it.
Eh?
No. Nobody has been stopped from speaking on it.
In this country, there's some things now you will say that they will caution somebody that they should caution you.
Oh, well, that happens. But nobody has been not in that respect, but we can speak on it if we have accurate information. Well, at least until we get another letter, the assumption is that we can speak on it.
So to Lai Mohammed, me, I'm a Yoruba. I think it's Yoruba. I have one chief in this area. When his son went to Ilorin for introduction with his new wife-to-be, the man went there with so many people in our area. But today, they want to go and do marry. The man said, I can never risk my life in this dispensation. He said that the family of my son wife-to-be come to Lagos. I will sponsor everything. But for me to go to Ilorin with my family and risk my life, no. And lie is still telling us that Nigeria now are safe. Nigeria may be safe. And Nigeria are safe. Where the wife of the president? Why did he move to Dubai or Beware? Is it not safe because of insecurity inside the Aso Rock?
She might just have wanted a holiday.
She said the reason. She said because of the insecurity. And for I've been to Aso Rock, I've not been inside. For you to enter the Aso Rock, you have 12 gates. And the soldier there, you cannot see their face. And with all this, the wife cannot sleep in Aso Rock.
I mean, I think she can't sleep. Maybe there's drama and she just doesn't want to have it.
3 years is too much for me to wait for this administration to come to Nane.
Okay.
3 years is too much for me. Three years is like air for me. I can't wait for 3 years anymore for this administration to come to Nane.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio. Turn off something. Your radio, your heartbeat.
Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Yes, sir. Olumiwa, thank you. You said my name is Val.
Okay.
If I criticize Joyce on radio, they will say it's inflammatory. If I disagree with your guy Chris, good afternoon, sir, they say it is inflammatory. If I say Nigeria Info did something, it is inflammatory.
If I say Nigeria Info did something, it is inflammatory.
Now they are trying to silence everybody. You can't say anything. But all I know is this mandate, whether it was stolen, whether it was given, whether it was end, whether it was, in whatever manner, it will come to an end. There are consequences for actions. There must be consequences. People will be held accountable. It might not be today. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, they will be held accountable. It will never fix everything that they are doing now. It will never come to an end. I'm telling you, there are consequences. They might not pay at 60, they'll pay at 80.
You know,
they don't pay at 80, they'll pay at 100. I'm telling you, if they like, gag this one. If my name is Valo, if what I'm saying is still inflammatory, you people should call me and criticize me. I don't care. But what I'm saying is, all what you are doing, there are consequences for action. Thank you.
You know, I would love to be a fly on the wall of your apartments, just hearing what you have to say about the Nigerian government. I think in your house, you just lacerate the government. Anyways, I do appreciate your consideration to what is happening, and I think that's about the best way I can have it out. Yeah, I do appreciate your consideration to what is happening. But it's necessary that you understand what is happening and you try to give it language. It's necessary. I mean, nobody should control how you think and nobody should tell you what your truth is, particularly truth that is evident. Yeah, so regardless of what else happens outside of you, it's necessary that you're able to thoroughly and in the most objective and truthful way come to your own conclusions of what the matter is, or say what the heart of the matter really is. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon, there.
No. Turn off your radio.
Yeah, this engineer is there.
Have you turned off your radio?
Yeah. Please, can I understand if the information minister, Lai Mohammed, can help us trace the root of this problem we're getting in this country? By now, they should have been able to tell us these are these agitations of these people killing people in this country.
Mm.
And that is what will bring solution. Whatever we are talking, this is the only way for them to start talking within the politicians, within the Boko Harams that have been negotiators, with the people negotiating with them, so that we can be able to reach a solution
to
what has been happening.
All right, that's a good one. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate. 37 minutes past 1 p.m. Good afternoon to you. And then after you, we're going to have to introduce another topic. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Chinedu.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm calling from Amwode.
We're happy to have you.
Okay. Can I talk from a personal experience? I was kidnapped sometime this month, early this month.
Oh.
Yeah.
By who?
By the same Fulani herdsmen.
Where?
Yeah, precisely somewhere at Abia. I was driving from Enugu to Isukwato in Abia State.
Yeah.
Actually, with my whole family, my wife and kids. I'm driving home. I went to pick the same my kids from school. And whatever will make them not to experience that again in their life, I will be willing to do it. I was kidnapped. We were stopped. Fulani henchmen stopped and ran onto us, shooting sporadically. My kids, my wife were screaming. They were screaming. They wanted to march every one of us to the bush. It took me crying and pleading with them to leave my wife and kids before they spared my wife and kids, and I was taken to the bush. I spent 5 days there, and ransom was paid by my family.
How much was paid?
7M.
Are you real?
Oh, my God. I can still contact you further and narrate this everywhere. I watched, I listened to them calling supposedly police. I wasn't there. I listened to the gang leader telling somebody else to tell the police, that the DCO, that they've gotten a job. That means they've gotten a catch.
No. Are you sure? Are you sure you didn't hear wrong?
Oh, my God. That was why after 2 days when I was allowed to speak with my family, I was told by my cousin that my wife is in police station. I screamed, she should get out of that place and go home. And guess what? The police there in the locality where she went, where this thing happened, was busy asking my wife, what do I do for a living? My wife was telling them, my husband was kidnapped at gunpoint, and what you are after is, instead of chasing at them, looking for a way to get him, you are asking me what he does for a living.
What police station did your wife go to?
Uturu or Kigwe, the same environment, the same
area where you were kidnapped.
Yes, by the University of the State University, just about 5 minutes drive after the university gate.
You were there for 5 days.
5 days in the forest. I was matched. This thing happened to 2 p.m. We were on the way. They were matching me in the forest till 2-4 the following morning.
So when you say they were matching you in the forest, did they have cattle with them? Can you try to see whether you can?
They didn't have cattle.
Maybe they were just good old kidnappers.
Again. In honesty to the genuine cattle rearers, I did not see any cattle.
Good.
I doubt these people are pure criminals. They have no business with cattle.
So, are they Igbos? Where do you think they might be from?
They speak Fulani. They speak Hausa occasionally, but when they feel like we pick some Hausa language,
yeah,
that they speak, they stop speaking Hausa. They speak purely Fulani.
So thank you very much. Now, given this story you have told, it's actually possible that they might not be herdsmen. These might just be good old antisocial elements who are out there perpetrating evil.
I agree with you. Because in the same period I traveled, I had the opportunity to meet with the journey herdsmen, because I took my family for a burial. We did a burial for my late parents, and we had cause to go to buy cows from the genuine Fulani herdsmen. And we went to the forest where they were tending to their cows, and we bought from them.
Okay.
So they were not the same people I met. They were not both in mannerism and all that.
Uh-huh. Wow. And how long ago was this?
I was picked on the 14th of this January, and I was released on 18th.
You just came out?
Yeah, I just came out. I couldn't psychologically drive myself here. So back to Lagos, I had to board a flight to my family. It was just there some 2 days ago that they went to bring my car for me.
Thank you very much for sharing this story. I'm glad that you had just enough courage to tell your story. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
For somebody to sit in the comfort of an office somewhere in Abuja and say that Nigeria is safer. Well, some of us are praying that one day them directly or their relatives will fall victims of this, and they will see what Nigerians face. Let me tell you one thing again I did not tell you.
Yeah.
While in their captivity, I listened to them make calls, receive calls from their colleagues from every part of Nigeria.
Really?
In the same business, accounting how they kidnapped. We've gotten a catch, and they will celebrate. I heard them get a call from somewhere in the Edo State, from somewhere in Cross River State, from a lot of places in and around Abia State. From their colleagues, they compare ransom prices. Initially, they told my people 15 million. So when my people seem not to be pricing where their colleagues call them and say, it seems they don't like their son, waste him there in the bush and go and get somebody that will pay.
What?
So these were the things I heard. Wasting there, even when any catch pays, they call each other to celebrate.
This is serious.
The country is indeed in a big mess. This is racket going on. Wow. I was listening to them calling, receiving calls from colleagues, comparing prices and all that.
Wow. Oh, wow. I'm actually out of words.
Nigeria is in a bigger shit than we think.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm glad you survived it. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank God. Yeah.
We're 99.3. Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce.